Hey guys, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to the Tribe of Christians broadcast. I am Brandon Dawson, the founder and ministry leader of the Tribe of Christians. I have got a very interesting and a little bit different type of video I'm going to be doing for you guys today. I'm going to be focusing on a dream that I had last night, which is a potentially prophetic dream. It's very interesting that I see that because it's not certain if this is a 100% path or not, and it's all contingent upon our response as the church, as the nation. So there are multiple paths that we can go down contingent on our response to the Lord God, our response to Him, His Word. It's all up in the air, and it's in our hands, so to speak. So anyways, I'm going to be talking about this dream that I had last night having to deal with the 2024 elections and also Civil War, how it plays out and who the main factors are. So you guys are going to want to stay tuned for this very interesting broadcast update. All right, guys, so I'm not going to waste your time. I'm going to jump right into the dream and talk about some different aspects to this dream. As I mentioned, it is having to deal with Civil War. It's having to do with the 2024 elections and some very interesting pieces that I saw unfolding over the nation. Now, this dream is completely different than a lot of the other dreams that I have had, mainly because what I saw unfolding concerning the election, it's very different than what I have been talking about recently, which I will talk about in just a moment. And some things that you would not consider happening concerning a civil war and how this would play out. So so I'm going to get right into it. So I had a dream and I saw that President Donald Trump won the 2024 elections. Now, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, any of you guys have been tuning into our channel for a while, you know that this kind of contradicts some words that I have been putting out there. But it wasn't necessarily a good thing. And I'm going to explain as we get into this dream why. So I saw that President Donald Trump had actually won the elections. And there was a whole heap of problems in itself because they had a problem with trying to certify the elections. A lot of people have speculated that should he win, the House it would fight to not to certify the elections. Should there be convictions and all that stuff in his legal cases and whatnot going on. But anyways, so yes, I saw that there was a massive problem in the House trying to certify the election, and this goes back to 2020 with Joe Biden. So ultimately, it concluded with them finally certifying the election. It was a really big deal. So afterwards, there was a lot of things that began to happen. It was like the summer of 2020 with the George Floyd riots all over again. So, and these, it started with, again, with police brutality, things like that, police shootings happening all over in the news. People started to begin to riot in response to the 2024 elections, but this time this was coming from the left, from Antifa, from Black Lives Matter, all those liberal groups, far left, socialistic, the pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas groups. So these guys were getting out there and terrorizing and not just rioting and destroying property, but I mean brutally terrorizing in the streets, beating people up, killing people. It was that bad. It was all hell had broken loose. And so what you guys are seeing now sweeping over the colleges is just a hair of a fraction of what happens. So these riots start breaking out all across the nation from east to west, mainly these major liberal cities, and they start imploding from within. And then it starts there. And then these groups don't just start targeting police stations, government buildings, but also police stations, government buildings, and communities, retailers. It progresses tremendously from there, and they begin targeting infrastructure, which is very interesting. They start shutting down infrastructure and transportation companies. I saw them shutting down and violently protesting and destroying these trucks, truckers, train stations. I saw them targeting trains, and trains began to derail. So I saw a lot of trains derailing, and that in itself was terrible, destroying neighborhoods, and it grew from there. And from there, when people think of civil war, just a heads up, I've never had any kind of prophetic warning or dream about this in general ever. I think I've talked about it just randomly, but not intense or specifically. So I've never had any dreams quite like this, and I haven't quite seen civil war, although I believe it is possible, just not in the way that it's portrayed. And I believe they just came out with a movie titled Civil War, and I haven't seen it, but I've heard and read the reviews that it's terrible. So it's not anything like that or the way that people suspect would happen. So this was not the GOP Republican states that began to secede from the nation. It was the exact opposite. This was liberal, far-left-leaning states that began to protest the government and began to secede from the government. So this wasn't conservatives versus the government. This was the government versus liberals, liberal states. And so I saw a whole flurry of just pretty much almost, you know, you saw, how can I put it? Because it was a lot. It wasn't just like one or two. So if you track back to all the states that were trying to decertify the ballot situation with Trump being on the ballot and the Supreme Court had to settle it, all of those states who were involved in that began seceding, and massive things were happening with those states. And so you had states imploding from within, from these cities, from all these massive protests and things like that, to riots, to statewide secession and rebelling against the government. This wasn't the right. So it was the exact opposite picture. It was like, if you think January 6th was bad, this is 100 times worse, much worse. So I saw them targeting infrastructure, and militias began to form. Far left mafia, Antifa-style militias began to form and attack infrastructure and key parts to to cause chaos. So they're essentially terrorists. And then I saw the U.S. military and state National Guards having to fight and go in and actually literally fight against these groups. This wasn't tear gas. This wasn't trying to keep the peace. This was like actual war between our government and our states. It was pretty much the right against the left. And I didn't see the outcome of who won or the outcome of the United States or anything like that. All I saw was how it began, what led up to it, and actual fighting, bullets flying through. And this was actually militias versus state governments and the federal government. So that's how I saw it play out. Now, the interesting thing is, you guys have been watching my channel over the last several months or even years. I have been warning that I've been warning against. Now, before I say that, I need to be clear. I'm not in any way, shape, or form Republican or Democratic. I'm not against or for President Trump. Just like I have talked about other nations, I'm not for or against Ukraine, for or against Russia. I'm neutral. And I only speak based on the biblical perspective on what the Word of God says, and then leave it up to you guys to make the decision. So I have been speaking against Trump about the two-state solution. In 2020, his administration put forward a two-state solution that would have divided Israel. He was probably the only president that came close to actually effectively doing so, despite acknowledging Jerusalem belonging to Israel. We went in and almost divided it. So we know that the book of Joel 3, 1 and 2, also in the books of Zechariah, God warns that what kickstarts the entire tribulation, what kickstarts the judgment against all of the nations, is the division point of the land. And so January 28, 2020, when we put forward our nation, a conservative GOP president, supposedly the most pro-Israeli president we have ever had. When we put forward that deal to actively divide Israel, all hell broke loose over our nation. And I think 2 or 3 months later, right, March 11th of 2020, the COVID-19 was declared a pandemic. And we all know what happened after that. So I have been actively praying. I've been calling for a fast, a 40-day fast that began for that began with the eclipse all the way through Pentecost Sunday because it's 40 days. I've been calling it the Jonah or Nineveh eclipse, you know, different names for it, but very similar. Calling for a fast and a prayer to repentance, not just for the church, is because 70 of the of our nation's evangelical leaders were involved in that plan. All of them gave their stamp of approval to divide the land. So this isn't just about Trump. It's also about the churches. And so I've been actively calling and praying and trying to put the information out there for a call of repentance to repent and turn away from trying to divide the land. Now, we know that ultimately the land will be divided. We know that that will happen concerning the seven-year tribulation period, but it's not that appointed time yet. So when that time comes, after the rapture of the church, that's when it will happen, not now. So I believe that because that happened, that's why I believe it cost Trump the elections and everything else that happened. Now, the only reason why, you know, it also cost Benjamin Netanyahu's seat, cost him his election as well. But he's back in power. And the only reason why I believe that has happened is because Israel has effectively repented from a two-state solution. They've rejected all calls. October 7th was the tool that God used. God used Hamas and the Palestinians to bring humility to Israel, to bring about a conviction of wrongdoing, to try nearly trying to divide up the land, and they have rejected all calls for two-state solution, repented from it, and whatnot. So that's why I believe he is still in power. So we're praying that the same thing happens for Trump, that he rejects the two-state solution. He's seen what's happened over there and rejects it, and I believe that God will restore his presidency to him. So this is contingent upon that. Should God restored the presidency to him, then I believe there's a whole other course of things that are going to happen. And long term, really, what it's all about is to move the nation. There's several reasons. One is to move the nation into repentance, into humility, and that an outpouring, a revival would take place across the nation in the rural areas out on the outskirts of the cities. Lead people to Jesus. I call it the last great revival that is going to happen before the rapture of the church. Now, secondly, we know that the end times are upon us. The signs and the seasons are all around us. You know, just tune into our channel, go back and watch some of the videos. I talk about some of this stuff thoroughly and teach on it. There is no doubt in my mind that the signs are there. They're all there. So we know that we have to get from point A to point B. B is the end times. A is the beginning, right? So we know that for one reason or another, the United States is taken out of the picture some way or form because it is God who supernaturally defends Israel in the events of the Gog and Magog War when all the nations move to attack Israel pre-tribulation period. We know that it's God that supernaturally protects Israel just before everything happens. So it's not the United States. It's not the Western allies. It's the Lord God. It specifically says there that God will defend her. So something has to happen. So we have to move from point A to point B. It's inevitable. We're in a transition period, and I believe that that's what this is. So there could be multiple different factors that can happen. We could have a civil war. I've been talking about China. My last video, I talked about dreams and visions that I've had concerning World War III and what China attacking the United States that leads into World War III. World War III is the foundation that leads to the Gog and Magog War. So World War III is not the Gogmangu War. It's a prelude. It leads up to it. We know that pretty much all these major wars were always centered and focused around Israel. One way or another, Israel always came out on top, and God's word was fulfilled through these major wars. World War I led to the Balfour Declaration, paving the way for World War II's conclusion, the establishment 1948 for the Reformation of Israel. All these other wars that happened in the Middle East, the Six-Day War that happened 1963, I believe, or 1967, resulted in Israel recapturing Jerusalem, as well as the Golan Heights and the Gaza Strip. Now, 1973, the Yom Kippur War, and then just recently, the Hamas War, that the October 7th. All these things are ultimately to bring humility, but ultimately to bring about God's fulfillment and his promise to Israel, the Jewish people. So we are in that transitioning point from point A to point B. So it's very possible that we can see a civil war break out over our nation. We can see it's very possible that these things could happen. It's also possible that that we still get attacked plus civil war. I don't know. But we definitely need to be praying over our nation. We need to be praying and interceding for all these horrific evil plans that are trying to transpire. The Bible says that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So we really need to be praying that we can reach as many people as possible. Reach the lost with the true message of the truth of the gospel message of Christ. Unfiltered, unwatered down, the truth. We need to be reaching people with the truth about biblical prophecy. And it's a shame that most of these churches don't preach it, right? 33% of the Bible is prophecy. It's probably more like 40% if you include not just the end times, but also the Old Testament prophecies about Jesus. Without prophecy, we would not have known who Jesus was, and he wouldn't have recognized the signs and the prophecies that he was able to fulfill to confirm his appointment as the Messiah. So prophecy is a critical aspect to the gospel message, that we should be getting all of the signs out there and be able to account for our beliefs and our faith in the gospel and to be able to defend it. So anyways, guys, that's going to conclude this message. If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, anything you want to share, feel free to reach out to me. Comment below. Let me know in the comment section below. As always, guys, whatever you do, keep running your race. And I will tell you this over and over and over because it's difficult. Do not give up. Never, ever, ever give up. Stay the course. Keep running your race. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. And always stay encouraged. Keep your eyes on Christ. And God bless.